From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. American officials are still trying to explain how a gunman killed two U.S. Army officers inside Kabul's Interior Ministry this weekend. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports the murders appear to be in response to the burning of the Quran by U.S. troops.
Sources in the Afghan Interior Ministry say the two men, a U.S. Army colonel and a major, were shot at close range inside a heavily secured room in the ministry's command center. An Afghan official identified the shooter as a police intelligence officer and said the gunman was enraged by the burning of the Muslim holy book by U.S. soldiers. But Afghan President Hamid Karzai, at a press conference, said it was not clear if the killer was Afghan or possibly a Westerner. Out of concern for more such attacks, hundreds of NATO advisors to ministries in Kabul have been withdrawn. Since news of the Quran burning broke, dozens of protesters have been killed in clashes with police across the country, and two other American troops were murdered by an Afghan soldier. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
Afghanistan's president has gone on television today asking for calm while the investigation into the Quran burning proceeds. Polls open today in Syria for a referendum on a new constitution, but opposition activists report more shelling and military attacks in several areas. And NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Beirut that efforts are continuing to evacuate wounded Syrians and Western journalists from the city of Homs.
The new draft of Syria's constitution would establish a multi-party political system, ending President Bashar al-Assad's Ba'ath Party's legal monopoly on power. It would also impose a 14-year term limit on the presidency. Turnout is expected to be good in Damascus, where Assad retains support, but the opposition is calling for a boycott. An activist in Homs told NPR that he could hear more shells landing in Baba Amr this morning. The Red Cross yesterday failed to win a ceasefire to evacuate two wounded Western journalists, two bodies of their slain colleagues, and many wounded Syrians from Baba Amr. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Beirut.
There's been another protest against Vladimir Putin's likely return to the Russian presidency in next week's election. The protests began back in December after allegations of fraud surfaced in parliamentary elections. Today, thousands of Russians joined hands to form a ring around the city center in Moscow. Jessica Gallagher is there.
I am standing here on Triumph Square right in the middle of Moscow. I see thousands of people lined up on Moscow's main Garden Ring Road. It's freezing cold, snowing. You see people wearing big fur hats. They're holding hands with people that they don't know in an effort to show their solidarity for clean elections. Russia holds presidential elections exactly a week from today, and they say they cannot stomach the thought of Prime Minister Vladimir Putin possibly taking the helm for another 6 up to 12 years.
Jessica Gallagher reporting from Moscow. Opposition activists estimated they needed some 34,000 people to complete the chain along what is known as Moscow's Garden Ring. You're listening to NPR News. Polls are open in the West African country of Senegal today. Voters are electing a president, with the incumbent seeking re-election after defying sometimes violent opposition to his bid for a third term. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton reports the U.S. and others warn that his candidacy risks destabilizing the normally peaceful nation.
Six deaths during violent street protests characterized the build-up to Senegal's contested presidential election. The sitting leader of the past 12 years, Abdoulaye Wade, is seeking another term, validated by the top court, prompting demonstrators to take to the streets in protest, clashing with riot police day after day. There have been stark warnings that Senegal's reputation as a mature democracy in an often turbulent region is now threatened. Diplomats and Senegal's international partners have issued last-minute appeals for calm, for a free and fair vote. Mediation by an African envoy has failed to secure an agreement between Wade and his presidential rivals. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
A suicide car bombing is being reported in the central Nigerian city of Jos. Witnesses say the bomber rammed a car into a church during its early morning service. The blast killed three people, including the bomber. No group has claimed responsibility, but a radical Islamist sect known as Boko Haram has launched attacks on churches before as part of its campaign against the government. In Britain, media mogul Rupert Murdoch has launched a new Sunday tabloid to replace a now shut down News of the World. The Sun's Sunday edition hit the stands today, 2 weeks after five employees were arrested in an inquiry into alleged bribery, which is linked to Britain's phone hacking scandal. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News from Washington.